USA Radio News.
The monthly federal deficit was a record-setting $249 billion in November, $57 billion wider than the same month last year, as Republican control of the House puts the government's finances back in the political spotlight. The federal government spent $501 billion last month, a $28 billion increase to a record high, while tax revenue dropped. Adjusting for calendar differences in last year's tax receipts, government tax revenue was down $13 billion compared with last November. Student loan borrowers are holding their breath to see if they'll actually get what the Biden administration promised. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments in February to help it decide whether the forgiveness policy is an overreach of executive power or if it causes harm to plaintiffs. Historically, the court has typically ruled in line with public opinion. A case gone cold for 34 years may finally see justice.
The suspect in the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, is back in lockup after making an appearance in a D.C. court. The elderly Libyan man faces two counts of destruction of an aircraft resulting in death. An explosion on board killed all 270 on board, including 190 Americans, many of which were students flying home for Christmas after a semester abroad. I'm Tim Berg.
A major winter storm that blanketed the Sierra Nevada mountains of California will bring severe weather to the plains and the south over the next several days. More than 15 million people in at least 14 states were put under some sort of winter weather alert as a result. This is USA Radio News.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
The City of Angels has new leadership.
Karen Bass was sworn in as the 43rd mayor of Los Angeles Sunday in a historic inauguration, becoming the first woman to lead the City of Angels.
The first act as mayor will be to declare a state of emergency on homelessness. A state of emergency on homelessness.
Bass was sworn in by Vice President Kamala Harris, and nearly every major city official in California attended the ceremony. I'm Lance Pry.
Dining out is having a moment as uneven food inflation makes eating at restaurants a relative bargain compared to cooking at home. That could benefit Olive Garden parent Darden Restaurants, which also owns Longhorn Steakhouse. In its last quarter, the faux Italian icon saw sales rise 6% from last year. We'll see whether that holds up when Darden reports on Friday. Country music star John Rich, conservative commentator Larry Elder, and retired neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson have purchased First State Bank, Oklahoma's first and oldest bank, and will rename the financial institution Old Glory Bank. According to a press release, the company will, quote, never cancel law-abiding customers for their beliefs or for exercising their lawful rights of free speech. For USA Radio News, this is Victoria Idoni.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.